This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's What's on Your Mind, live from the Elks Club in Bismarck today for a very special event. Military Veteran Appreciation Meals being served here. 1,500 people are going to come here through meals, through the doors here to have a meal. A turkey dinner with all the trimmings. So it should be a lot of fun. We'll tell you about that as we go. We have a lot of open phone time today to talk about. Todd's going to be Jim Acosta, and I'm going to be Donald Trump. We're going to recreate yesterday on the program today.
But I have another question.
You would think just White House press decorum. You just don't do that.
That's enough.
I don't care what network you're on.
I like when Trump had a
I've got more to say.
That's enough. That's enough. Get him off the stage.
I so wanted to see him just walk down there and grab that mic and go, okay, look, you're done.
You know, the last rally of the midterms was in Missouri, as I recall. And someone in the audience had fallen ill, and they fell over. And the president was on the stage, and, of course, at that point, you don't exactly, you know, continue the conversation or the rally or the music or anything else. You just stop and make sure the person gets help, right? So everybody's sort of sitting there. And somebody started praying, and he said, oh, good, please pray. He says that, right? And then a little while later, Amazing Grace breaks out. It's the whole crowd on their own starts singing Amazing Grace, right? And the president's standing over this, not saying a word, waiting for it to be done. Do you think that got any news time?
No, of course not.
No screen time. You don't hear about it. Unless you watched it, you wouldn't know what happened, right? But he tells some Yahoo reporter to be done after he's being all disrespectful, and you'd think that
I thought I was watching the WWE for a few minutes there. So you're going to break out in character or something.
Not much has happened since the last show. Heidi Heitkamp still hasn't called Kevin Craner. We haven't quite figured that one out. You know, isn't that just common courtesy? You call your opponent, say, hey, congratulations, you won.
He didn't get tired of the robocalls and change his number.
Hey, I don't know what the deal is, but hasn't called. Jeff Sessions is canned slash resigned. There's more. So we're going to cover all that today on the program. Some North Dakota stories, a few questions on Measure One. To text Todd or I.
Me.
Todd or me. You don't have your bell today. See, you're without your bell or your buzzer. I love it. We've trapped him at the Elks.
I have apps on my phone. I could just hold up to them.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Todd is 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Right now, we want to talk to two guys who have been very busy for the last number of months preparing for today and this Veterans Appreciation Meal that will happen at the Elks Club. 1,500 people served. Steve Schwann is here. Steve Herman is here. Gentlemen, how are you?
We are great.
We are very good. Especially excited for this day.
Are you? Yeah. Does this feel like just like, oh, here we are?
Yeah, you know, it's our eighth year, so we've really grown into this. We started at 300 people 8 years ago, and it's grown to 1,500, and I must say, I was telling you earlier, 50 24-pound turkeys. It's massive.
50 24-pound turkeys. Who's responsible for whipping out this massive meal?
Well, the Elks Club does a fantastic job. Again, my tradition is to go back and sample it. I just did. It is fantastic. It is to the T.
Steve Herman, you let him have the sampling duty? How do you?
Well, he just went in there and grabbed it. He didn't ask permission.
Is that right? There wasn't like a committee decision or anything?
Oh, for the folks that are coming, we're one bite short.
When will they sign up?
Well, we start serving our times are 10:30 to 11:30, 11:30 to 12:30, and 12:30 to 1:30, and they have tickets with the appropriate times. However, our tradition is they start lining up at 10 o'clock, and we usually open the gates at 10:15, and we start going.
Well, and so they'll be lined up.
They'll be lined up. Yeah. It's going to be great.
And logistically, how do you do this? I mean, that's 15
well,
people, a lot to serve.
We have three serving lines, and we run them through, and we have all of our sponsors have great staff that come and help. We probably got 50 people working at all the time, and we're picking up plates, tables, serving water, desserts. It really goes good. We got pumpkin pie today. Every year we have something a little different, but we went back to pumpkin pie this year for our dessert. So It's going to be a great time, and I'm always glad when it's over. Don't get me wrong. And then I start thinking about next year.
That's pretty cool. And so what else do you want to tell us, Steve?
Well, I want to make a little presentation to you. This is kind of a special week. We, as Americans, we just got to do what we try to protect, and that's to vote. And we also are celebrating this week the 100th anniversary of the ending of World War One. And so thinking about that, and before I came down here and thinking that I was going to see you, I just want to tell you how much the veterans appreciate all the support that you and Todd and your company gives to veterans in the in our area and in the United States. So here's a challenge coin that is a commemorative of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War that I'd like to give to you for being here. And Todd, I'd like to give you one as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
What that is recognition of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, and that was just a few months ago that occurred.
Well, that's so nice of you, Steve. I appreciate that. I have to tell you, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like, you know, it takes an effort to honor vets because it's the least we can do, right? And I especially, in your case, being a Vietnam vet, think of those Vietnam vets who came home and didn't get the kind of welcome that the heroes of Iraq and Afghanistan did, or, you know, of even World War II and ticker tape parades and anything else, you know, got yelled at, spit at, and everything else, and we're serving their country every bit as well. So I always encourage people to make sure they find and thank a Vietnam vet. Go out of their way to do that. So we appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Well, I will tell you, when I came back from Southeast Asia, and hit the deck at San Francisco after I kissed the tarmac, one of the first things they told us is you probably want to take your uniforms off.
Man, that's
a very very disgraceful event, but it was so violent, and the country was so upset with the war at that time. And it was 1969 when I came back. I was there 68-69. It was pretty tough over there. I was in Thailand supporting, I was in the Air Force.
So that was San Francisco.
That was San Francisco.
I imagine if you flew into Bismarck, they probably wouldn't have told you to take your uniform off.
Well, actually, nobody even knew I was coming home. I didn't tell anybody, and I came home in my civilian clothes, the civvies, and took a cab home and surprised my parents.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
That's really amazing. Well, you guys are wonderful for doing this. We'll be checking in as we go throughout the day. I'm looking forward to meeting some of the vets here and smelling that turkey, and to your businesses as well, Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, thank you very much, and Action Movers, United Van Lines, fine sponsors, so appreciate that very much. Put that
Steve, touch a little bit just on our Fallen Soldier and our Forgotten Soldier tables.
Well, we started last year the Fallen Soldier table, Scott, and Todd's taken some pictures of it, and I can't remember the whole plaque, but it's in remembrance of the people who aren't here to celebrate with us. There's a piece of lemon there that represents the bitterness of war. There's salt on the table that represents the tears of the families that are waiting for their lost ones, an American flag, a Bible. And for those folks that are listening that are coming down to the Elks Club, we just ask you if you'd take a moment and do a little bit of reverence in front of the table. We have one in each one of the dining rooms, so they'll be right there when you enter.
One of my greatest memories spending some time with vets was on honor flights, and they would always have a meal with everybody on the trip in DC usually on the overnight, and they would have the table and explained vets, especially World War II vets, to have left as many of their comrades home, it really touches them in a big way. So that's a neat touch here, and I think a neat way for just everybody that comes to know how much a sacrifice there is, and know that it's recognized. So that's fantastic, and it's precise. I saw you over there, Steve. It just everything goes exactly where it goes, right?
I've got pictures to make sure it's just the way it's supposed to be, and I do it. It's my second year, and I save everything for it, and it's just a moving thing. When I put it up, I get a little teary-eyed because I think about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, that's great. I'm glad you guys are doing this. I know it'll be a wonderful day here as we count down to Veterans Day, and thanks for doing it. Any other plugs, any other sponsors we want to make sure we recognize?
Well, Steve, you want to recognize everyone?
Yeah, we've got, in addition to Schwann and Action Movers, we've got the Capital RB, we've got Wells Fargo Bank, we've got Northwest Contracting, and Choice Hotels, and certainly not to be forgotten, in our great appreciation, the iHeartRadio
stations and channels that are supporting us here, because they are a very big sponsor for this event.
Oh, fantastic. It's really a neat deal. So let's see here. We're at what? About a half hour before them starting to line up. Did you say 9:45?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be close here pretty quick. Sounds great. And this is what year?
Eighth year.
Biggest ever. Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll appreciate it. You bet. We'll talk to you a little later. Steve Schwann from Schwann, Buick GMC Cadillac, and Steve Herman from Action Movers as well, and the United Van Line. So, Todd, you're a veteran of this. You've been here way too many times.
You really can't help it when you walk up to that table, you know, the Forgotten Soldiers table, and you just can't help but just stop and pause and just take it all in. And you're so right about the Vietnam veterans not getting the recognition they deserved when they came back. And it's how short-sighted is that, given that it's not like the people who are fighting on the front lines created and drafted the war themselves. They're just soldiers. Don't blame the soldiers.
All right, more coming up. We'll get to your calls. 800-228-0550. Straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hannum. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What's on your mind, like the Elkstone Bismarck today? Honoring vets for their military service today, thanks to a lot of local sponsors, fine local sponsors, which I think is fantastic. So we're looking forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by DAC Diesel right here in Bismarck. For folks in this area, you need diesel service on a semi-truck, on a pickup truck, on a tractor. These folks are going to do a long-lasting repair, maintenance services, get your vehicle running smoothly for years to come. And they do it better. They do it cheaper. It's the way to go. Folks come in from all over to get her done. 701-258-5011. CJ and his team waiting for your call. You can go online and check them all out at DakDiesel.com, DakDiesel.com. Or call for an appointment, 701-258-5011. So there's a lot to talk about today. I am more interested, honestly, in what you have to say. We've had one busy election season. And while we've had a lot of participation, and I'm proud of that from the audience, I don't think any other program on the air in the state has come even close to the level of participation
in the
dialogue of this candidate or that candidate, or this measure or that measure. So we've certainly, but on the other hand, it's been a lot about that, about the election, about things on the ballot. And so I know there's other things that are of concern out there and some things that we'll want to get to. The two things I'm still hearing about on the election is, one, some of you saw Point of View last night with Chris Berg, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Senator-elect Cramer was interviewed by Chris Berg. We talked to him yesterday as well and took a lot of calls for him on a number of different issues. But I forgot to ask him this question. And it's kind of a basic, you know, election night or day after election question, Todd. Have you heard from your opponent?
Right.
Right? And so actually yesterday afternoon I spoke to Kevin regarding some things next week in the talk radio town hall. And I said, you know, did Heidi call? He said, no. I said, no, wait a minute. No. He said, no. And so Chris asked last night, still had. Now, folks, I don't know about you. You know, look, I want to move on. Heidi Heitkamp has lost. And
you make the call. Didn't Hillary call Donald?
I think sadly, it's sort of the state of the Democratic Party in North Dakota. It's a bitter, angry, we know better than you. And it has been repudiated once again at the polls, now worse than ever. Oh, I love North Dakota. I just love North Dakota. We're so lucky to live in North Dakota. It's just unbelievable. I'm sorry, South Dakota. I'm sorry, Minnesota. I'm sorry, Montana. You know, Montana, you really biffed it. John Tester for six more years, please. Talk about phony baloney, right? South Dakota did okay. They got Christy Noem. Christy won the governor's spot. And you know what? That'll be good for North Dakota as well. Minnesota.
I look at Minnesota and shake my head. It's like, no wonder I left in the 80s.
It's
couldn't handle it.
Close in a couple of cases, but no cigar. But it's gone. So I love North Dakota. I love the fact that we live here. I love the fact that the values drive our votes. This isn't about gimme driving our votes. I want, I need, government should do this, government should do that. You know, enslavement to government. It's people that understand what government's about, what the founding fathers wanted for their government, and vote accordingly, and also do so in their, you know, in their.
So how long till a blatant socialist candidate like what's her face in New York? Three-name woman, drawing a blank, you know.
I know who you mean, Bernie Sanders to vote
congressional
seat there.
It won't be long before that pops out of St. Paul someplace.
Probably. I mean, Minnesota is a real worry. There's no doubt about it. It's fast becoming, and I honestly believe Western Minnesota could save Minnesota, but the Republican Party needs to do a better job of recognizing that as well. Brian on I-94 wanted to talk about that press conference yesterday. I have the clips here ready to go. By the way, a listener has just called me a regionalist. So the president's
regionalist?
The president's a nationalist, and I guess I'm a regionalist now.
I didn't even know that was a word, but I guess it makes sense.
If it means I love North Dakota, guilty as charged. Yes, thank you very much for that text. I love it. Better than a globalist.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. And first of all, thanks to all the veterans. Anyway, very important to recognize them. I watched that whole press conference yesterday. I'm kind of a news junkie and one of those nerds that watches some of this stuff that most people don't because they just get fed up and tired of it. But one of the things, and this has been a question I've had for literally decades, and my college education wasn't in mass media, journalism, whatever. But, you know, when I think back to reporters, and I'm not that old, I'm 57, but when I think of reporters and you hear the awards that reporters get, the Edward R. Murrow Award, I have to wonder what people who were from that generation of reporters would think of reporters, because to me, a reporter is supposed to do just that, report. I would think, and I, again, not a mass media journalism major, but when you're assigned a duty to report, one of the key things I have to believe is a tenet of all journalism majors is you do not be part of the story. You report the story.
Exactly. And that's lost. And I mean, there's no way any typical journalistic standards like you're talking about could have applied to what Jim Acosta did yesterday. You know, I mean, that's grandstanding.
And I heard your interview with Ellen, and I thought, you know, if they're going to say, did he technically put his hands on her? No. He swiped her hands away with his arm. But still, that type of behavior is so rude and disrespectful, and it was never flown in any other White House administration, Republican or Democrat. The disdain these reporters and these news mainstream media has for Donald Trump is so blinding to them, they cannot see it.
I agree with you. And, you know, what I think is amazing is there's a couple ways you could do it. You could handle it and recognize what you just described. You could just blow it off and be frustrated by it and do as every other Republican president has done, complained about it. You know, they hurt us.
Well,
or you could actually try and do something about it by taking it on. And what Donald Trump is doing, in other words, Donald Trump had two approaches yesterday. He knows Jim Acosta is going to be a jerk. He could just not go to him. Right? He could just completely ignore him altogether. Instead, he goes to him, and he's a jerk, and then he's a jerk some more, and a jerk some more, and finally the president says, that's enough. I'm done. And it becomes a gong show. Now, who wins out of that battle? I happen to think more people think less of CNN as a news organization and journalists, to go to your point, than they do of, critical of Donald Trump.
Well, that's clearly shown in the fact, if you look at their ratings, I mean, you know, you and I and anybody else who, it doesn't matter what your political stripe is, you know, when you're talking about the validity of the reporting or the integrity, I guess, is really more accurate, of the reporting of any media, you have to look at the circulation of the paper or the number of hits on the web page or the number of viewers on their channel. And with CNN, I mean, I don't even waste my time watching it. It's so slanted, and really, for that matter, before the election, you saw the same stories. What was the percentage of media coverage of the Trump administration that was negative versus that was positive? And if you think about that, and then you think about the condition of what Trump has done, the economy, jobs, unemployment, all the good things that he's done, if that would have been done under Obama, they would have been blowing his horn. You would have thought that the guy was, the next coming.
You're right, 80% negative, according to the analysis of Trump. And given the stats, that's not accurate. Thanks, Brian. Chris, you're next.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a Supreme Court justice is hospitalized this morning. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office last night and is currently at a hospital in Washington, D.C., where she's being treated for three broken ribs. A spokeswoman says she's expected to be okay. 12 people dead, including a deputy, and the gunman makes 13 after a mass shooting at a bar outside Los Angeles late last night.
He had 2 rounds that I know with him. He changed them within about 6 seconds, which was really fast. So he knew what he was doing.
That's a witness to the shootings at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California last night, which NBC News is now reporting was carried out by a 29-year-old man named Ian Long, although law enforcement has not yet released the identity of the gunman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pub Bismarck today, and 10:30 to begin serving the military veteran appreciation meal here. 8th year of this event to thank veterans for their service. And there's somebody already in line. The line has begun. The very first recipient of that Greg turkey is already here, Todd. Is that great or what?
I'm telling you, there's a big, big line long before we get going, and it's worth it, too. Wait till you get a taste of that turkey. Steve may make you take the one he took a bite out of, though.
Exactly. So this snow and cold, and I mean, it's November. It's not bad. I'm not whining, but it just, you know, we have more examples of winter rolling around. Reminds me, I'm a little excited for next summer. I'm going to focus all on next summer, next June. When the 14th through the 29th, we'll be on the Midnight Sun Tour with Carol Jubin and Jubin Tours and Travel. Should be a lot of fun. And this trip is, there's a lot in it. A lot of places we're going. It's, again, in 2 weeks, June 14th through the 29th. It's not the kind of thing I can explain to you in a radio ad, you know, without taking the whole darn show to do it. Because there's just so much. I mean, basically, it's sights, it's great places, it's history, it's great places to stay, it's great places to eat, it's just all around fun. We did this 2 years ago. So we're doing a little Norway tour in North Dakota, and tonight we'll be at the Woodhouse from 5:30 until 7. And you come by, it's just a little informational meeting, very informal, just, you know, come and sit down. My wife and I will be there, we'll hand out brochures, we'll answer any questions, and maybe have some of those great onion rings right there at the Woodhouse. 5:30 to 7 tonight in Bismarck. The next one, by the way, Fargo on November 12th. So mark that on your calendars. We'll be in Grand Forks, Jamestown, Minot, too, all before the end of the month. So be listening, and we'll be near you. Okay, let's see. Who is next here on What's on Your Mind? I have, as I promised, the whole incident yesterday between the President of the United States and Jim Acosta. Todd and I are going to reenact it. And I will be President Trump, and he will be Jim Acosta. So, yeah, and I'm going to...
Okay, I've got to do the handheld mic.
Right, I'm going to watch you very closely on the handheld mic to see if you push it away, the arm away of the intern there.
Should the president have gone ahead and just walked down there and grabbed the mic? I realize protocol-wise, not, but I wouldn't have. I don't think anybody would have been that surprised if he didn't just walk down himself.
If he'd have been a little more forceful with the intern, then maybe President Trump could go, you know, defend her and say, "Hey, stop this." But
right.
Otherwise, I don't think he'd want to make a spectacle out of it. I really don't. Look at this young lady getting you coffee and a little water, and they're
fantastic.
Taking good care of us here at the Elks. Oh, thank you very much. A whole picture.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Chris in Western Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I was listening in your last segment to you and Todd talking about Minnesota. I know you feel sorry for us, and I feel sorry for us, too. We're not all crazy over here.
By the way, I want to vouch for that. I have family members over there. I was born and raised in Minnesota, so I'm not anti-Minnesota.
Hey, my folks are still there, but they're shaking their heads in Minnetonka, too, going, oh, our state, what the heck?
I am very jealous of North Dakota. I used to live in North Dakota and came over here, but it's the population center in the Twin Cities and up in Duluth and the Iron Range that we keep battling and trying to figure out how to get more votes in that or those areas, and we're losing the battle. I live in the 7th Congressional District also, and I still can't figure out why Colin Peterson keeps getting elected, but, you know, what do you do? You just keep battling. That's what we do.
Now, there is a rumor, but it comes from some pretty well-placed sources, that Colin Peterson told Tim Walz being the new governor but a former congressman who obviously would be close with Colin Peterson, that if he became governor, he wanted to appoint Colin as the head of the DNR in Minnesota. That's how he would finish his career.
It's possible. I don't know. You know, the other sad thing is that I was talking to a gentleman in one of the stores that I service. Went back, of course, after the election, I had to get back to work because I'm a Republican. I didn't have time to whine and shout and cry and stuff. But I was talking to a young man that about, are you going to go vote? He said, no. And I'm like, well, why aren't you going to vote? I didn't even care who he voted for. He said, my vote won't count. And that's another thing with these young guys. And I tried my best to make him understand why his vote counted. But I think there's a lot of that out still in this country with some of this younger generation. They don't think their vote counts. So just, you know, it's going to be what it is. And we need to really work on fixing that. Not only in Minnesota, but across the country, too.
Yeah, we were calling Tuesday night, this election midterm, a good turnout, right? There's a good turnout for the midterms. And what that means is they compare it to other midterms.
Right.
But
right.
If you look at how many of the eligible voters it is, it's, you know, I think in North Dakota's case it was a little over 50%. That's pretty bad that, you know, half vote and half don't. I'm totally with you there. And that's how you get what you get.
Even if it's not a presidential election, it still matters.
Absolutely.
It really does. So anyway, that's my two cents. Once again, we're not all nuts over here. Thanks for listening.
Well, we know that, Chris, but thank you. But I do think being in Western Minnesota, you have some work to do. Texter says, concerning the call from Heidi to Kevin, or I guess the lack thereof.
Yes, to say what call?
Right,
but,
yeah.
Okay.
So concerning the call that didn't come in from Heidi to Kevin, we're talking about Heidi Heitkamp not calling Kevin Cramer to, you know, say, you know, congratulations, whatever. These texters and husband and wife, Bill and Laurel, they want to count for two votes, I guess, Todd. So you keep the tally here, okay? Both Bill and Laurel think both you and Chris being Chris Burr, because he brought this up last night on Point of View on TV. Todd, you're in on this too, though, aren't you? You think it's a little tacky?
Oh, my God, yes. Well, again, Hillary called Donald. I mean, if they can call each other, everybody ought to be able to make that phone call.
They said anyway that we need to let it go.
We need to let it go?
Kevin was very gracious in his responses to Chris Burr last night. Take a clue from Kevin and drop it.
Okay, maybe Kevin shouldn't get snappy, but we can. And I think collectively we should.
Well, I think it's tacky, so we should get snappy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's really tacky. But you know what? I'm going to move on from that. Unless the audience convinces me otherwise. You don't believe I am? You don't believe I'm going to take the cue from the audience?
Kevin, hit the buzzer every time he says the word Heidi.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying I'm going to move on from the idea that it is petty, small, typical. You know, kind of that cranky left mode of her not to call and not to be gracious enough to make
horrendous.
A call. It is horrendous.
You make that call again.
It's classless.
Hillary called Donald. That should be tell you everything you need to know about whether you should make that phone call, no matter how much you don't like your opponent.
So we know what we need to know. So I don't. What I'm saying is I don't need to talk about it anymore. I mean, it's done. Well, it's over, right?
Yeah, there's probably not much left to say about it.
Right. So from that standpoint, I'm going to go with Bill Laurel. I hear you on that.
I'm going to have a hard time, but okay.
Yeah. Texter says, I think Heidi can't quit sobbing enough to call Kramer. All right. Another, the news media didn't want to report on all of Trump's accomplishments because then his party would have been overwhelmingly reelected in both House and Senate. It was 2 years in the making with this news media we have in this country. I asked my son if he votes. He said, no, my vote won't make a difference. I told him if everybody thought that way, we would get the wrong people in office like we have in the House right now.
Didn't Florida teach us anything a few years back?
Yeah.
Do we all, I guess there's a whole new generation now that doesn't remember the whole hanging Chad thing.
Sad day today, Rand Kelsch being laid to rest, a good public servant. So I know a lot of people will be in town today for that. That is, you know, it's just...
talk about a lesson and it could all be over in
precisely. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. In her case, a simple meal cost her her life. It's just unbelievable. Uh-huh. Todd in Bismarck. Not this Todd. This Todd. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
That's a great name.
Yeah, hi, what's going on? I could talk for hours about what's going on at the House. That was devastating to me. But I just wanted to make a quick sarcastic kind of point here. Talking about Heidi not making the phone call, I was wondering maybe next century when you talk to her again, I was wondering if you could ask her if she's going to reach out to the ladies that were named in the paper. Or is that all over with too? Now that she's not the center no more, she doesn't have to apologize anymore. I just figured I'd throw that out there. So next century, ask her that question. I'll be listening, by the way.
I will. Do you think there's a part of her that goes, maybe I should have been a little more accessible to Western North Dakota and voters and, you know, the largest talk radio audience in the state? And
you got to show up. At the big event.
You're looking at your whole list of, what it should have, could have. I think that probably
if anything else in North Dakota had 30,000 people there or 40,000 people there, you're there, right?
Yeah.
Anything else.
But when you're not going to appreciate the questions that are asked or the people that want to challenge you on things, she probably did what she had to do by avoiding you guys. Because if she would have come on, she would have probably lost by even more. Because, that's my opinion.
Maybe she's regretting having come on with me in the afternoon, but I posed that the first question I posed was about Kevin Kramer giving himself that raise, quote unquote. And
yeah. Yeah.
She went into her political speech where she explains when the basic simple truth is she lied about it.
Another century before she's on with me.
I'm glad it's over. I wish he had done that. I will buck you up this way, Todd, on the House. I do believe in the end we're going to look back and say, good. They're going to go impeachment crazy. They're going to do some dumb stuff, and that's not going to help them politically. It's going to help Donald Trump in 2020.
Exactly.
I really believe that.
I agree. And another thing, even like with the Sessions thing, with this House changing the way it did, that, Donald Trump is a man of action. And I'll tell you what, with this happening, he's going to say, all right, it's time to clean house in certain areas that I know need to be changed. Sessions was the first one here. And, that was a great move because Sessions, he's afraid to go after any of these liberals because he was in working with them at one time. So getting a guy in there now, we may actually get some real results on some of these people, in our government. So I thought like you said, you got to look at the positive. We're still sitting in the Senate and the House. Hey, they're going to look like fools in the end anyway. And Trump's going to win. He's a winner. And so is everybody else. I love your station, man. I'm going to keep listening. You take
care,
guys.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it very much. That's nice of you.
Awesome.
Gail texts, Scott, come on, let's be fair. Maybe Heidi lost her phone on the bus tour.
That's enough.
Maybe she's walking around the woods drinking Chardonnay like Hillary did for a month or so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Is that enough about Hillary, too, Mr. President?
That's enough.
Okay, all right. Glenn and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. We're live in Bismarck at the Elks Lodge for Military Veteran Appreciation Day.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP wind rower from New Holland.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Chat with our favorite patriot, Jim the Flagpole Guy, who's coming off a busy year, putting flagpoles up all across North Dakota and getting ready to do it all over again. ndflagpoleguy.com. I'll give you his telephone number in a moment if you want to get that process started. Talked a lot about veterans today on the program. And an opportunity to honor veterans here with a meal. 1,500 vets coming together in Bismarck. If you have a vet in your family, maybe a flagpole with a nice little marker at the bottom might be a really neat way to do that. I think of that like out on the farm or, you know, a particular park in town that might need a little sprucing up. It'd be kind of neat. Jim, how are you today?
I'm very well, Scott. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing well. The election's over. Are you breathing a sigh of relief now and to get on with other things?
I'm posting butterflies on Facebook now, different colors of flowers.
I'm going to try that. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but this weekend, this is a huge weekend for America, and a solemn one, but a celebratory one that brought us a republic. And we just have some quotes, Scott, that I just love to share with people. And this one is honor to the soldier and sailor everywhere who bravely bears his country's cause. Honor also to the citizen who cares for his brother in the field and serves as the best he can. The same cause, Abraham Lincoln. I'd just like to share, anybody around Williston this weekend, please remember that we're hosting a celebration of Veterans Friday at 11 at the New Armory, and also Sunday at the New Armory at 10:45. Monday, I travel to Glendive to Reynolds Market, where we will raise the American flag for the first official time celebrating veterans in there. Also, the Reynolds new store. You know, they went all out, Scott. They're the ones that put the 80-foot flagpole up. So hats off to the Reynolds Market chain. They have a flagpole in every store that I know. And the flag is 80-foot. Tall, and the flagpole is 80 foot tall, and the flag is 15 by 25. So it's going to make quite a statement in downtown area of Glendive. And I'm asking everyone to pay tribute to all who either gave the ultimate sacrifice or limbs and or their innocent souls to service of our country. Freedom is not free. Mostly overall, our military is voluntary. Let's remember that, and let us reflect to give honor to our republic of the United States of America. And, Scott, just what a pleasure it is to honor those that came before us, that gave us all that we have. And, you know, I met so many of them this summer, and even those that didn't serve, they still probably serve us, the veterans, and by installing flagpoles and I had the greatest job in the world, Scott. I can never say that enough. Thank you very much.
You do it with a smile on your face, so we appreciate you. You can call Jim at 701-571-FLAG to get an American-made flag. And they're tough to find. And all the parts, everything else, also a great flag maintenance program. If you have a flag already, he'll do a great job making sure that flag is in tip-top shape all the time, put you on a great program. I use that. I love it. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Same to you, my friend. Glenn and Mandan, tell us what's on your mind.
Well, that telephone call thing, you know, you got to understand who this is. This is a hide camp. And after this last election, there's really nothing honorable about this female. She's a Democrat. What more can you say about it? I mean, how many good Democratic females do you know?
Well, when you say good, I certainly disagree with a whole lot of policies when I think about a Dianne Feinstein or Kamala Harris or, you know, whatever. I mean, I personally was offended to the core, and I happen to believe, you know, a large percentage of folks woke up when Heidi Heitkamp decided to have a celebration on the Senate floor after a vote that decided it was okay to, you know, to end the life of an unborn child when it could feel pain, you know, and go along with late-term abortion. She had a 100 rating with a Planned Parenthood. That offends me to the core. It's I'm with you. I don't like that in any way, shape, and or form. By the way, so many people after that called Congressman Kevin Cramer, approached Congressman Kevin Cramer, that's what led to his rethinking it, right? I mean, Donald Trump sort of closed the deal, but North Dakotans got him to think about it and rethink his decision, largely because of that vote and that crass move. So maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm glad she's out of there. I mean, she did nothing for North Dakota, and she never was gonna.
Yeah, it's scary to me.
Yep.
It's scary to me to look at the rhetoric that came from the campaign You know, I'm for North Dakota. He's not. He's for Trump, right? Well, that was a tough one because most of North Dakota is for Trump. So then you're
yeah,
a little
you
bit
can't
of a
play that card. You,
but it, to go to Glenn's point, if I'm for North Dakota, was voting against Brett Kavanaugh for North Dakota. North Dakota supporters Brett Kavanaugh, right?
Exactly.
Was the vote to give Iran back billions of dollars and better compete with our oil and gas companies for North Dakota? I don't think so. No, it was for John Kerry and Barack Obama. So it's just a lot of rhetoric. So I take your point there, Glenn. Facts don't bear out what she said. Thanks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Carson Wentz shops here? Why wouldn't you? Vince Webker is here, the owner, and my neighbor. So I can tell you, you can trust this guy and his great team here. Tell us why your hot tubs are better.
Well, Hot Springs invented the portable hot tub in 1977. Does that make it better? No. The things we do and how we engineer it do, we call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. Those are the three big differences to whether you use this a lot or not at all. And believe me, we want you in hot water. We need you in it because you're better physically, mentally, and relationally.
And you are the only saltwater hot tub?
The only one. Do your research. A lot of our competitors will claim they have salt water, but do your research. You'll understand why Ace Saltwater is the one and only on the market.
Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.